visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, I was able to see the last second touchdown on Twitter over the weekend, and Kaysen Parsons found Dylan Teal for that touchdown, and you end up surviving 26-20, well, actually coming back from that fourth quarter deficit you had against Council Grove. But you told me last week that was going to be a tough game, especially with it being Council Grove a league foe and with them being another tough opponent in the district.
Yeah, you know, as we talked last week, we knew it was going to be a tough game. Each one of our district games are going to be tough, fought games. You know, we've got very quality teams in our district, and fortunate to get out Friday with a win.
You know, how does that show your team that they can pull one out like what they did on Friday, knowing the competition's just going to be as good the next couple of weeks in the district as well?
Well, I think, you know, I think it should be a good confidence booster. I mean, they knew that Council Grove was going to be very formidable, and they were, and we came out and we did a lot of good things. Honestly, we shot ourselves in the foot a couple times in the red zone, or perhaps the game doesn't come down to what it did. You know, our kids, they found a way there at the end. You know, defensively got the stop, offensively marched down the field despite not having any timeouts, and a couple different guys stepped up and made plays, and it should be a confidence booster to be able to, you know, come through in that situation.
And what do you feel like you want to clean up this week in practice before another big game coming up?
Well, you know, we need to do a little bit better job, particularly early in the game, defensively coming out and executing our game plan. You know, we had a few points of emphasis on Friday, and we were so-so, I felt like. I did think we got better as the game went on, and overall our defense played pretty well. But, you know, just being locked into executing what we want to do game plan-wise. And communication is always a point of emphasis, too, on both sides of the ball. You know, we can't afford to have coverage mistakes. We can't afford to have blocking assignment mistakes. So, really, you know, each week we try to emphasize the same points of emphasis. We emphasize our fundamentals, of course, blocking and tackling, communication, the little things that win football games and, unfortunately, can cost you if you don't do a good job in them.
Visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, you go to St. Mary's coming up on Friday, and the Bears are 3-2, but you look at their two losses by a combined 7 points and a 1-point loss to Riley County last Friday night. What stands out about the Bears in your mind when you were able to maybe see some film on them?
Well, they're a really good team. You know, like you said, they've lost to a couple really good teams too. You know, we've talked a lot about how good our district is, but St. Mary looks to be very athletic. Multiple guys that have good speed and can do things with the ball in their hands. Their quarterback has a strong arm, solid up front. I mean, they check a lot of the boxes, and they're going to be a very, very formidable test on Friday for sure.
And I know, Coach, the next couple of weeks are on the road. You know, you guys have gone on the road twice this year so far, going to Opie and Wabunsee. You know, just treat it like a business trip, knowing everything is on the line and just a lot of things, you know, coming up with the seating coming up for district.
Yeah, you know, our kids obviously have been on the road before, and I don't think that's going to be a huge factor. I mean, obviously, it's always good to play a home game. I'm sure St. Mary's is excited to have the game at home, but at the same time, we've been on the road before, and we know how that routine works.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck with St. Mary's here coming up on Friday, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks for having me on.
That is Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.